And you're going to wish you had a seat. We have music, and we have a lot of entertainment coming up. Now, the first thing we have on the program is my husband, Bob Noel, with the dummy. But I'd like to tell you just a little bit about the medicine show before we do this. In the old days, we used to put on a free act, and we tried to put one of the best things that we had first. And that way, the audience would be sure to be there to see the show. Then the first object that was sold was a bottle of tonic. And then we would have another act, and the next thing we sold was a bottle of liniment. And then we'd have another act, and then we'd sell a box of salve. And then we'd have another act, and we'd sell candy, prize packages, and then we'd have what we call the afterpiece, which was the last show, last act. Now, does that remind you of anything? You're watching a medicine show every time you turn on the boob tube. They copied us right down the line. When television came along, they did exactly the same as we did back in the old days. We used to put on a show and give you a little bit of free show and then sell you something. The only difference between the TV and the medicine show is that you were sitting in front of the salesman at the medicine show and he handed you the object that you bought, whereas you have to have time to reconsider when you're listening on the television set, and a lot of times you don't even listen. You go back to the ice box and get a Coke or something. All right, now what we're going to do today will be a ventriloquist act and several other acts, and each act will be explained as we do them as to what we call them in the medicine show days and vaudeville days. We're not selling anything here today. The only thing you could buy if you really wanted to would be one of the programs as a souvenir. And the programs sell for $2. And we do have some up here on the platform, I think. If you want one, just come up and ask for it, and we'll be glad to let you have one. Just check with the lady standing over on the other side there, Doris. First on the program is little old Sambo, the talking doll, with Bob Noel.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, that's all right now. We got it.
Okay. Sammy, how do you feel today?
Pretty daggone good.
Okay. I want to find out something here today. Did you ever get up before a big crowd of ladies and gentlemen like this and make a speech?
Certainly did. I certainly did.
Where? Where'd you make a speech?
Down at the courthouse.
No, you didn't get nothing for that.
I didn't get nothing.
No, you didn't get nothing.
Darned hard to get 6 months in jail.
That's not what I mean. I mean, have you ever addressed a large audience?
No, they're all dressed when they come to the show.
You don't understand. I'm going to teach you how to make speech. First, you say, ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen and lady.
No. The ladies are always before the gentlemen.
Not around White Strings, though. The ladies all left the gentlemen.
Well, you say it anyway. Say, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies, and you are the sons of guns.
No. Say, we wish to extend our sincere thanks.
We hope you skin your shins and shanks.
No. Say, we hope and trust.
Hope you all dust.
Not bust, it's trust.
Well, you trust during the you don't dust.
Well, say it anyway. Say, we hope and trust.
Hope and trust will not dust.
That our effort to please you meet with your hearty approbation.
Hope to go home, eat louder than the basement. Doggone.
Well, another thing, Sammy. Kind of mixed up here what all we've done and what we haven't done.
You just pull the damn string. That's all you got to do.
All right, then. That's all right. We'll get it straightened out here in a minute.
No use in laughing over there. You don't look so damn hot yourself.
Well, if you had $5 a day, I wouldn't be sitting in your lap. No, I said if you had $5.
I'd go get drunk.
No. Say you had $5, you lent me $1. How much money would you have left?
I still have $5 left.
You don't get me.
Yes, I do. You don't get that darn dollar, though.
Oh, that's the way it is. Speaking about money, what is the table of money of the United States?
I didn't know no money on a table. The table of money reads like this. 10 meals is 1 cent. 10 meals, 1 cent.
That's right. 10 cents is 1 dime.
10 cents, 1 dime.
10 dimes is $1.
10 dimes, $1. Pull the damn string now.
All right. And $10, 1 golden American eagle.
It ain't that way around white string, daggone it.
How is it around here?
10 meal, 1 cent.
That's right.
10 cent, 1 dime.
That's right.
10 dime, $1. $1, 1 drink. 10 drink, 1 drunk. 1 drunk, 10 days in jail.
Well, let's see now, Sammy. I don't know what we've done, what we haven't done. Forgot everything we used to do, too.
All you got to do is pull a string.
That's all right. That's all I got to do. But you got to say something, too. Another thing, Sammy. How about singing a little song?
Yeah, we can always sing when we get mixed up, can't we?
Yeah, we can always. Okay. Do you know a good song?
I know a daggone good song. Put you in jail the other day, they singing a song.
Put you in jail for singing a song? Must have been a bad song you were singing.
Not a daggone good song.
What was the name of it? Short and Dread. When was you singing that song?
2 o'clock G.M. over in Lake City.
Oh, in Lake City, singing 2 o'clock in the morning? No wonder you must coming down the middle of the street 2 o'clock in the morning, all lit up, singing Shortening Bread. They got you for disturbing the peace.
I know they got me to something.
What'd they do?
Next morning, brought me up before the judge.
Brought you before the judge? What'd the judge say?
He said, young man, what they got you here for?
What'd you tell him?
I said, judge, they got the court of gonna outrun that son of a gun.
What did he say then?
He said, no, what's the charges?
Oh, the judge, then what'd you tell him?
I said, I don't charge you nothing, judge. Hope you'll do me the same.
What did he say then?
Why are you here?
Oh, then what?
I said, judge, I just sung a little song.
Did the judge have you sing it for him?
Certainly did.
Let's have it like you had to sing it for the judge.
Put on the skillet, put on the lid, sweep down the golden neck, a little shortening dread.
What did the judge say then?
He said, young man, you can't sing that song.
Could the judge sing?
That son of a gun old song me.
How did the judge sing it?
$10 for the skillet, $10 for the lid, 30 days in jail for singing Shortening Dread.
Thank you.
What happened? Huh? 1, 2. No, I wasn't on. The next thing we're going to have is something that I think will be a very nice surprise for you. We have a gentleman here, and we're very fortunate to have him here. He has this booth on the on this corner of the tent over there. When you go over, be sure to look at the brand-new baby macaws that he has raised and different kinds of birds. And then he has a lovely shop down at Gibsonton, Florida, which is just outside of Tampa. And if you go down there, you'll see birds, you'll see costumes that he makes for or has materials for people to make costumes with, and a lot of other things. And he calls his place the Pirate's Cove. And we're going to have him on next, and his name is Billy Rogers.
Yes. We need a chair for him, but someone has a pickup truck, brown pickup truck parked down there, and the shuttle bus can't make the turn. So someone needs to move their brown pickup truck that's parked down in the loop. And now we have...
Yeah, Billy Rogers.
I know, but it's okay. We'll get squared away. Thank you.
Good morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'm going to introduce you to Nakia. Nakia is a hybrid macaw. We call them hybrid because the parents were two different colors. The mother's a blue and gold bird, and the father was a red or a scarlet macaw, and that's why you had the unusual colorings of orange, blues, and green. Nakia is about 8 years old. Macaws live to be around 75 years old. Nakia, you want to say something for the folks today? You know, everybody wants to hear the birds talk. The birds get tired of talking just like we do sometimes. They like to rest, and it's very difficult to make them talk when you want them to, but I've taught Nakia to speak on command, at least to speak to the folks, okay?
Hello, folks. Hello, folks. For a peanut? Hello, folks. Come on, louder than that. Hello, folks. Nakia. Hello.
Come on, full of enthusiasm today. Hello, folks. Been a rough weekend. Hello, folks. You're supposed to be the trained bird, right? Hello, folks.
Hello, folks.
There we are. Okay. And that's worth a peanut. You know, Nakia works for peanuts. You know, the macaws and the parrot type birds have a lot of pressure in their beak, up to 350 pounds. They can break Brazil nuts open quite easily. But Nakia had learned just to hang around here a little bit off the end of my finger, just like that. Doesn't hurt me at all. That's what a tame bird does. Okay. Now we're going to meet Prince.
Prince.
Prince is a greater sulfur-crested cockatoo, and they come from the mainland of Australia. Prince is about 21 years old now, and if everything goes all right, he'll live to be around 100 years old. The farmers shoot these birds down in Australia because they do destroy their crops of corn over there. They're like the crows are over here, but the Australian government does not allow them to be exported, so that's the reason they're very expensive over in this country. Prince worked on the road for many years, playing large circuses, sportsman shows, parks and fairs and such as that, and shopping centers. And he used to get very tired, so he used to like to rest once in a while. And this is one of his favorite ways of resting. And at night, when he wouldn't go to sleep right away, sometimes I'd have to help him out a little bit. You could see me rocking birds to sleep at night, right? I don't imagine too many of you seen a bird stand their heads before, but Prince does a pretty good headstand in the palm of my hand without too much help from me. Okay. And that's Prince. Wave goodbye, bye, Adam. Tom, bye bye. Bye bye. Thank you. Come over to the booth and see me later. I'll have the other birds over there. You can come over and talk to me about the birds. Thank you.
Now, folks, going back to the old days, there were an awful lot of funny parodies that was sung with some of the old favorite songs. And I'd like to do one for you that my daddy used to do that I thought was very, very cute. It's about the old oaken bucket. One evening last summer, I went to the country to spend my vacation. I needed a rest. I went to the well to get me some water. For drinking well water, they told me was best. Now I had a red patch on the seat of my trousers, and when I leaned over, exposed it to view. A cow that was grazing at that red patch stood gazing, and on such an occasion, what would any cow do? With her head she did butt it, with her horns she did buck it. I went down with the bucket that hung in the well. Now this one I'll have to do alone because it's a very tricky number and we didn't have a chance to rehearse. This one I'll have to do without an accompaniment because it takes quite a bit of rehearsal for this one, but I think this one should be on tape too. Listen, fellows, listen to me. Here's a bit of good advice. Stay away from the beautiful girls, even though they look so nice, 'cause every cutie is a beauty just at a glance. But take it from me, man to man, camouflage is their middle name, and they will get you if they can. Oh, but they can't fool me, they can't fool me, 'cause I've got the goods on them now. A little powder and a layer of paint makes them look like just what they ain't. That's how I wrecked my life. I took a wife, I thought she had beauty galore. She took off her wooden leg, getting ready for bed. Yanked out her teeth and the wig from her head. I slept on her chair. There was more of her there, but they can't fool me anymore.
Thank you, May. Our next performer is someone you may have seen during the weekend. She's been traveling since she was 13 years old in traveling entertainment. She's worked on every kind of show you can imagine, medicine shows, minstrel shows. She's worked on traveling black revues. She has also worked for several years with a big band circuit, vaudeville, burlesque, you name it, she's done it. She is 81 years young. She hails from Bradenton, Florida, where she's been making her home since 1960 after she got off the road. And in her heyday, she was known as Walkin' Mary Smith. She is the half-sister of Bessie Smith, the famed blues singer, and she herself is a marvelous blues and gospel singer. And she and her accompanist, who you've already heard, who is Ron Riddle, hails from Sarasota, will be giving us a few numbers. This is the typical kind of entertainment that the medicine show would have had, a series of acts and bits with musical interludes.
Fine. I want to hear myself though. Is everybody happy? Is everybody happy? Let me hear some. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus, make me feel good. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus, makes me feel good. Sometime up and sometime down, almost level to the ground. Every time I think about Jesus, makes me feel good. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus, makes me feel good. You can talk about me just as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm gonna bend my knees. Every time I think about Jesus, makes me feel good. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus, makes me feel God right. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus, makes me feel good. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus, makes me feel good. Sometime up and I'm sometime down, almost level to the ground. Every time I think about Jesus, it makes me feel good. Take. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, somebody needs the Lord, come by here. Somebody needs the Lord, come by here. Somebody needs the Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. The church needs the Lord, come by here. Church needs the Lord, come by here. Church needs the Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, somebody needs the Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs the Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs the Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. I don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, because it's raining all the time, all the time. Light is bare. Gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. I can't keep my poor self together, because I'm worried all the time, all the time. Because I'm worried all the time. Oh, since he went away, the blues walked in and met me. But if he stays away, a rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray. Yeah, the Lord above let me walk in the sun once more. I can go on. Everything I have is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together. Baby, it's raining all the time. Oh, it's raining, baby, all the time. Oh, yes, it is. Since he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. Now all I do is pray. Yeah, the Lord above let me walk in the sun once more. I can't go on. Everything I got is gone. Stormy weather. I can't keep my poor self together. Baby's raining all the time. All the time. Keeps raining all the time. Since sailing away. The blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rock and tail will get me. Now all I do is pray, if the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. I can go on, everything I got is gone. Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Baby, 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 oh baby, Lord, 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 Lord. It's keep raining, raining, raining all the time. You know, I want to thank the Folk Life Program Festival committees for inviting me to serve you these few days. It's a wonderful thing to know that somebody's concerned about you, especially at my age. They forget about you, they forget about old people. But the old people get around us like the young people, maybe not as fast. And truly, all the visitors that's been here this weekend, God bless you. It's so much love, so much kindness, so much cooperation. You wouldn't believe it till you get out and visit. And also as my first visit. You know, the Bible tells us we must love one another. God said this, love them as I have loved you. And I believe everything he says is true. It's not hard to love. Just a four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love. He said, take hatred out of your heart. Get self out of the way. God is a good God. He's better to us than someone's been to ourselves. We should thank him for it. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have nothing we got today. He says nothing, the vengeance is his. Nothing we have don't belong to us, it belongs to God. He just let us have it for a little while. He didn't give it to us, he just loaned it to us for a little while. We must say, so I got this, I got, we ain't got nothing. God said, everything I got belongs to me. You know him down in America. This world's in a terrible predicament. Now, as you know, a lot of things going on that you don't know. But you got to get together. Prayer will change it all. Prayer is the key word. Prayer is the key. You, ladies and gentlemen, get together and pray for this world because it needs prayer. And if we don't pray and pray from our hearts, something is going to happen very bad. And you're going to say one day, you know, I met a white-headed woman told me this, but I didn't believe it. And in place of getting better, it's going to get worse. But we got to learn to love. If we don't love one another and help each other, we ain't going to get nowhere. You know, all countries is about to turn against the United States of America, but this is our country. I think we should stand up for our country. Is that right? Am I right? We should stand up for America because America is the greatest state in the world, the whole universe. It's the greatest. And we should realize and know that. And I'm going to do for you, God bless America. God bless America. land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the light with the light shines above. Ever stand through the mountain and the prairie and the ocean. Bless you.